Okay, good evening. Tonight's shiur is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rivka Bas Reb Menachem Mendel. This Shabbos, Vayera, is read smack in the middle of Mar Cheshvan. It's Tesvav Mar Cheshvan this Shabbos when the moon is complete. When the moon is full, that is a remez to Malchus David Ushloimai. Shloimai HaMelech was the 15th generation. Like when the moon is full, Miloi Halavana, Kaima Sihar Rabba Ashlamusa, as the Zohar calls it. The full moon is the sign of Shleimus. Parshas Vayera is a parasha of Shleimus. This is the parasha in which Avram Avinu is complete from beginning till the end of the Sedra. Unlike Lech Lecha, where Avram Avinu begins as Avram, he's not circumcised yet, he's not a Yid yet, he has to deal with Paro, with Mitzrayim, with the four kings. And at the end of the parasha, he has a bris, and his name is changed to Avraham. But Vayera is Kuloi Avraham. The entire parasha of Vayera, we live with Avraham Avinu, Avraham as Avraham. And this is a parasha of Shleimus. Vayera is his galus. Vayera means revelation. Vayera, Unkelus translates it as Ve'iskeli. The Iskeli is Begematria Malka Meshicha. Vayera is the parasha of Mashiach. Vayera is the parasha of La'osid Lavoi. La'osid Lavoi, we will all experience his galus. We will all experience revelation. V'ro'u kol bosa yachtov kipi Hashem diber. And as Avraham Avinu in the parasha here at the end by the Akedah requests that Har HaMoriah, where the Akedah takes place, the Har Hashem Yeira'eh, also from a lashon of his galus, Re'iyah, his galus, which means here revelation, that in this mountain Hashem will be revealed. The Har Hashem Yeira'eh. Vayera is always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan, L'cha'ira, is not a month of revelation. Mar Cheshvan is a month of concealment. Mar Cheshvan is referred to in Tanakh, as mentioned many times, as Yerach Bul, the month of withering, the month of rotting, the month of decomposition, which is what this world, Olam Hazeh, is a world in which everything in this world, the physical world, withers away and rots. Hanois of Olam Hazeh, Hanois Gashmi, do not last, as we know. And that's Mar Cheshvan is referred to as Yerach Bul, which is Merames to this world, which is a world that comes and goes, and it's not eternal. And yet the parsha that we read in the month of Mar Cheshvan, Vayera means revelation. And in the first parsha, in the first pasuk, we read that Avraham Avinu was sitting by the entrance of the tent, Kichoim Hayoim. Rashi says HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the sun out of its protective shield, which is a remez to the time of the future, which the Gemara tells us, based on the pasuk of Malachi, Hine yoyim boi la Hashem, boyer katanur. The Gemara says, Ein gehenem la osid lova, ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu moitzi chama min artika. Hashem takes the sun out of his protective shield. Tzadikim misadnen ba, u misrapein ba, u rishoyim nidoinen ba. So this is a metaphor, a poel demyoini, of the way it's going to be la'osid lovei. Avraham Avinu was on the highest level humanly possible to attain here, after Bris Mila, where Avraham Avinu experiences the revelation of the three malachim. Why three malachim? Why couldn't one malach just come and tell him what has to be said, do what has to be done? Rashi tells us, Ein malach echad oisa shtei shlichi ois. Perhaps there's another idea here why this has to be done by three malachim. The parsha begins, Vayera, Eilov Hashem. Eilov usually comes to exclude somebody. We see in Parshas Vayikra El Moshe Vayidabra Hashem a love may oyhel moyed. So Rashi tells us a love comes to exclude Aharon. Lama'et es Aharon. Now Aaron didn't hear the kriya. At the end of Parshas Nosoi, we read Vayidaber a love. Lama'et es Aharon min adibris. Again, there's an exclusion, a love to him and not to someone else. Who is the Torah excluding here? Vayera a love Hashem, as if someone else should also have been privileged to a revelation. But the Torah says, no, only Avraham is privileged to this revelation. What's the a love coming to exclude? Being that a love does exclude. It doesn't say Vayera Hashem el Avraham, but it says a love to him only. There are those who try to answer this. The fact that the Pasuk says that Hashem revealed himself to Avraham in the plains of Mamre. And Rashi says that he was the one who gave the Eitzah al Hamila. Mamre was a tzaddik. Perhaps we would think that he was also privileged to his galus to revelation. But it says, no, a love only to Hashem, only to Avraham Avinu. That's how some of the Farshim explain it. We'll try to give a different explanation. We notice in last week's parasha, Yishmael is mentioned by name many times. It says that his name is Yishmael, why his name is Yishmael, and the Torah repeats his name over and over again. Avraham Avinu says, Lu Yishmael Yichye Lefanecha, Uli Yishmael Shematicha, Vayikach Avraham as Yishmael. Yishmael is 13 when he has a bris, Be'etzem Hayayim Hazeh Nimol Avraham V'Yishmael Benoi. Over and over again, Yishmael is mentioned. In Parshas Vayera, he's not mentioned by name at all, not even once. He's only hinted in the parasha. He's like on the sidelines, but he's not mentioned. It says, Avram gives to the Na'ar, Vayikach ben Bokor, Rach Votoi, Vayitain el Hana'ar. So Rashi says, Zeh Yishmoel, Lechanchoi b'mitzvahs. Doesn't say who it is. It's hidden. Targum Yonason says on the Pasuk, V'hu Acharov, V'hinei Sora Shoma'as Pesach Ha'oihel, V'sora Shoma'as Pesach Ha'oihel, V'hu Acharov. So Rashi learns Vahu is going on the doorway. The doorway was behind him. Vahu Acharov. Pesach. HaPesach Hoya Achar HaMalach. Says Targum Yonason, Yishmael. Vahu was going on Yishmael. Yishmael was standing behind the door. Yishmael was very, very curious. Very attentive. He's listening. He's trying to figure out what's going on here. He's behind the door. Vahu Acharov, says Targum Yonason. Why does Targum Yonason say that? And what's the difference if Yishmael was behind the door listening? We know he was around. He was the only son at that time. Yitzchak wasn't born yet. He's the Na'ar that Avraham is giving the food to make, to educate him. L'chanchei b'mitzvahs. But again, his name is not mentioned. V'hu Acharov. Later on, when the Torah talks about how Sarah demands from Avraham that he chase Yishmael out of the house, that Yishmael has to leave. Again, he's not referred to by name. Batere Sora es ben Hogar Hamitzris asher yolda leAvraham mitzachek. It doesn't say Sora saw Yishmael being mitzachek. It says in a very derogatory way, the son of Hogar, the Egyptian woman. Vatoimel Avram Goresh Ha'ama Hazois Ve'ez Binah Kilo Yirash Ben Ha'ama Hazois, the son of the maid, the son of the maid servant. No mention of his name. Al Yera Be'enecha Al Hana'ar V'Yalam Osecha V'gam Ez Ben Ha'ama L'Goya Simenu. Then later Vayitein El Hogor Ve'ez Hayeled, calls him Yeled, Vatashlech Ez Hayeled Al Ereb Emos Hayoled Vayishma Elokim Ez Kol Hana'ar. So we have Na'ar, Hu, Yeled, Ben Hogar Amitris, Ben Ha'ama, but his name is not mentioned. Then at the end of the parasha, we know that he joins Avraham when Avraham goes to the Akedah together with Yitzchak. Pasuk says, Vayikach es Shnei Ne'orav Itay. Who were those two youths that he took with him? Rashi tells us, Yishmael ve'Eliezer. But he's only mentioned as a youth. His name is not mentioned at the end. Avram returns by Yashav Avram El Na'orav. So Yishmael is not mentioned in this parasha. Why is Yishmael not mentioned at all in parashas Vayera? In Lech Lecha, clearly his name is there. Not in Vayera, though. And that could be a very, very important... The Torah is teaching us something very, very apropos to our time, because that's the time that we're in now. We are now in Golos Yishmael. In the time in which Hashem is about to reveal Himself to us, Vayera, we are living now in Ikfas of the Mashiach, when Yishmael is trying to make a name. Clearly, Yishmael is now trying to, in their last moments, trying to spread throughout the world, trying to make a name for themselves. Says the Torah, Vayera, a love Hashem. This revelation that Klal Yisrael are going to experience at the end of time is only for us. It's a love. To exclude who? To exclude Yishmael. And this we see. Pashas Lech Lecha and Zof. V'Yishmael b'noi ben shloish esrei shana. V'himayilai eis b'sar olosei. The Torah praises Yishmael here, clearly, mentioning him by name and also praising him for performing a bris milah on himself when he's 13 years old. In fact, Yishmael prided himself, and he says to Yitzchak, I'm greater than you are, because you were only 8 days old, you didn't know what you were doing, and I was 13 years old, and I knew what I was doing. And that's why the Akedah proved otherwise, as Rashi brings at the end of the parasha, Achad Dvarav Shal Yishmael. Yishmael was definitely a Baal Madrega. Yishmael himself was a Baal Madrega. In other places he's even referred to as a Tzaddik, he's a Baal Tshuva. He, but it wasn't passed on to his descendants. The etzem ayoyim azeh nimoel Avram v'Yishmael benoi. The fact that Yishmael also circumcised himself, one might think that Yishmael deserves revelation too. Yishmael should also be visited. Yishmael was also sick. Rashi says, Vayera elav levaker es hachayla. It was yom shlishi lemilasai, v'ha kodesh baruch v'shal b'shleimai. So if anything, Pasuk should have said, Vayera aleihem Hashem. Hashem appears to them, to both. It should be to Avraham and to Yishmael. After all, at the end of Lech Lecha, the Torah equates Avraham and Yishmael by mentioning them together. They were both circumcised. And Rashi even says, that's why the Torah tells us that Avraham was 86 when Yishmael was born. Rashi says, L'shvachai shal Yishmael nichtav. The Peladik of Rashi here, because Rashi says that the reason why it says Avram was 86 is that you should know that Yishmael was 13 when he had the bris, and he didn't refrain, he didn't hold himself back. The Pelad Rashi, because the Pasuk says Befeirush that Yishmael was 13. What does Rashi say? That this is the reason why the Torah tells us that Avram was 86, so that we could figure out that Yishmael was 13. Here it says, Yishmael benoi ben shleish esrei shana behimoyle es b'sar olosle. Whatever, but we see clearly the Torah praises Yishmael for the bris. The Zohar says even as a result of that bris, we suffer till today because of that. And their schus, whatever schus they have or had in Eretz Yisrael is only because of that bris. Comes Vayera to exclude Yishmael. Yishmael is not part of Vayera. Lech Lecha, yes. Lech Lecha, there is a Yishmael, and Yishmael is mentioned by name, and he is praised, because in Lech Lecha, Avram is still, Avram is not fully Avraham till the bris. Lech Lecha still deals with the history of Klal Yisrael before revelation. But once there's revelation, Yishmael is out of the picture. He's on the side. Not that necessarily every Yishmaeli will be gone when Mashiach will come, doesn't say so. Amalek is totally wiped out. It doesn't say that Yishmael is going to be totally wiped out. They might be around. There might be some Yishmaelim around, but they'll be our servants. They'll be on the side. Vayera elov Hashem. It's to him and to him only. Avraham, Klal Yisrael, as we say in this parasha, could be Yitzchak Yikorei Lecha Zora. Yitzchak, not Yishmael. Yishmael is excluded. And that's why it could be purposely in this parasha, which this parasha represents, the Vayera is referring to the time of La'osid Lavoi. The Torah purposely does not mention Yishmael by name. Clearly does not mention Yishmael by name. Because in the time of Vayera, everyone will know that he's Ben Hagar HaMitzris. In the time of Vayera, there'll be no claim that the Yishmaelim will not claim that they are the chosen people. They will not go around propagating Sharia law. Yishmael is not mentioned here. He's Ben Hagar, he's Ben Ha'amah, he's a Na'ar, he's a Yeled, but his name is not mentioned. Where do we see that this parasha is the parasha of La'osid Love? Where do we see that this is the parasha of the future? We see it with the three malachim. The three malachim that came to Avram Avinu were Raphael, Michael, and Gavriel. The Baal HaTurim says it's hinted at the beginning of the parasha by Yera El of Hashem. It's Begematria, one of these words here is Begematria, Michael, Gavriel, Raphael. Why these three malachim? Avram Avinu just performed a Bris Mila. We know that Bris Mila is split into three parts. There's the Mila, we call that the Krisas HaOrla. Then there's the removal of the foreskin. Then there's the Priya, Giloi HaAtara. Many Mayhalim have the minhag to say, the Nizgala HaAtara, the crown has been revealed. That's the Priya. And then there's the Metzitza. All three are part of Bris Mila. Bris Mila is Begematria, Mila, Upriya, Umetzitza. Because that Bris Mila contains these three parts. What's the Metzitza? The Metzitza is the Refuah. The Metzitza is for healing purposes. Metzitza Bepeh. And that's why Avram was Zeicha to three Malachim. Because these three Malachim, Raphael, Michael, Gavriel, each one came to perform an act similar to the three parts of Bris Mila. One malach came to destroy Sodom. That's me. That's Krisas HaOrla, to get rid of the evil, to get rid of the ra in the world. Ve'es ruach hatumah a'avir min ha'oretz. One of the main parts of Geula is that Hashem is going to remove the bad, remove the evil from the world. Ve'es ruach hatumah a'avir min ha'oretz. Krisas HaOrla. Hashem is going to circumcise the world. Umol Hashem alekecha es levav chavi es levav zarech, and remove the Yetzirah, remove the Ra, remove all the evil, all the excesses, everything will be removed. Yesruah chatuma avim in ha'orah. That's the first part of Bris, Mila, Krisas ha'orla. Then there's Giloi ha'atorah, the revelation, Hashem being revealed in the world as the Melech. V'hoya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'orets. That manifests itself in Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David, the revelation of Melucha in the world, Hashem's Melucha in the world is through the Malchei Beis David. Malchusa da'ara ke'ein Malchusa da'rakia, as it says in Zohar. So that's the second part of the Bris. The second part of Bris, which is the Giloi Ha'atorah, Atorah meaning the crown, Bo'atorah she'itir aloi imai, the crown of Malchus, that's Malchus Beis David. That's the other Malach. That's Malach. Many say it's Michael. Michael was the one who announced, he delivered the good news that Sarah is going to have a baby. And he's the one that went to save Lot, according to one. According to the Gemara, says actually two opinions. Medrash and Gemara, there's two opinions. Who was the Malach that actually went to heal, that went to save Lot? Was it Raphael? Because Raphuah and Atzola are one thing. So the Malach that healed Avram, that's what Rashi says, he's the one that went to save Lot. It's not considered two shlichios, because Raphuah and Atzola are really one and the same. The Gemara, the Bava Metzia, brings down, Tosis discusses it there on the side, that it was Michael. Michael, the Malach that was Mevaser Sora, he's the one that went to save Lot. Like we once spoke about it here, we just mentioned the Bekitza, the Chedusha Harim. They quote that the Chedush Harim said, the reason for that is because Michael is the one who says, where is your wife? Aye Sarah Ishtecha. And Avram says, Hine ba'oihel. And from there we learn out that she was a Tznua, Rashi says, Tznua hi. L'chabava al-baila. L'haydiya she Tznua hoi sakit el'chabava al-baila. Hine ba'oihel Tznua hi. The fact that women Kol kevuda vasmelach penima. Women have to be indoors. Women have to be sneezdik. Women have to be modest. That's why Mayav Rus was able to marry Boyaz. That's why Malchus Beis David comes from Rus. There were many who held that Rus is not allowed to marry Boyaz. A Mayavi is not allowed to enter into Klal Yisrael. They didn't darshan Mayavi v'loy Mayavis. Came along Boyazu Beis Dinoi and Shmuel Haramasi and all those that the Gemara brings down, and they paskin, no, the Torah only says that the male Moabites cannot join, because it says Al Devar Asher Lo Kidnu Eschem Balechem Uvhamayim Midarkei Lekadem Ish, not Isha, only the men. The tain is on the men because they should have gone out and they didn't. You can't have this on the women. They're not supposed to go out. They're supposed to stay indoors. Where do we know that from? We know that from here. Hinei ba'oihel. The fact that Sarah was indoors, so that Michael was trying to say that because Sarah stayed inside, that means that women are supposed to be tznuah. So then the Torah says later on that Moavim cannot marry Jews because al davar shel kidmu eschem ba'alechem b'mayim was only talking about the men, not the women. So therefore we can go and save light, because out of light comes Rus, Malchus Beis David. But that can only be if women are supposed to be tznuos, if women are supposed to be indoors. So the Chiddush Harim says that's why it was Michael, the one who was Mevaser Sarah, the one who came to reveal that women are supposed to be indoors, called Kuda Vasmelech Penima. B'shemen Kotshi Meshachtiv, David HaMelech says about himself. B'shemen Kotshi Meshachtiv, he writes in Kapitel Pei Tesef Tilim, which is talking about Malchus. Meshachtiv is B'gematria Kol Kavuda Vasmelech Penima. David is saying, I was zeichet to Mashiach, I was zeichet to be anointed as Malchus Mashiach, as the first of Malchus Beis David, because I come from Rus, who was a tznuah, and because women are supposed to be indoors, when the Torah prohibits Moab from marrying into Klal Yisrael, it's only the men, not the women. Therefore, Michael came to be Mevaser, not only Leidas Sarah, but he also came to bring about Malchus Beis David into the world. And that's Keneged, the second part of the Bris of Avraham Avinu, which is Priya. The third is Metzitza. Metzitza is Refuah. Therefore, Refuah came to heal Avraham Avinu. In fact, Vayera is the parasha of Refuah. We find at the beginning of the parasha, Avram is healed. Hashem himself comes, Levakar es Hachoyle, Malach Refuel comes to heal Avram Avinu, and later it says, Vayirpa Elohim es Avimelech. The first time the Torah ever says Refuah is in Parshas Vayera. Parshas Vayera is a parasha mesugal for Refuah, and anyone who needs a Refuah should be Zoicha this week to a Refuah Shalema. In the week of Vayera, which is the parasha of Refuah, and this we read in the eighth month, the Chodesh Hashmini, which is Ma'acheshvan. The eighth month is associated with Refuah. Refuah is the eighth bracha of Shemayna Esrei. The Gemara says in brachas, Refuah b'shminis. Ma'acheshvan, as mentioned last week, is parallel to Iyar, the sister month of Iyar. Iyar is Ani Hashem Reifecha. Iyar is the month of Refuah, where a Yid is rectifying, is working on his spiritual blemishes. He's being misaken, his midah, he's in the days of Sfira between Pesach and Shavuot, is preparing for Matan Torah. Ma'acheshvan is the eighth month, which the number eight is associated with Refuah b'shminis, Mila b'shmini. Ma'acheshvan also, we are preparing for Kislev, we are preparing for Chanukah, for the Matan Torah of Pnimius HaTorah. There's the Matan Torah of Nigla the Torah, that's Shavuos. And the Matan Torah of Pnimius HaTorah is Chanukah, or Hagonus. In Iyar, Ani Hashem Roifecha, we prepare for Sivan, for Shavuos. Ma'acheshvan, we prepare for Kislev. Kislev is like Sivan. Kislev is Begematria Sivan. Except the Torah of Kislev is higher than the Torah of Sivan. Sivan is Matan Torah of Nigla, the Torah of Olam Hazeh, and Kislev is the Torah of Olam Haba, which the Torah of Olam Hazeh, says the Medrash, is Hevel Klape Torosai Shel Mashiach. In this way we can perhaps explain that Ma'acheshvan is higher than Iyar. In Iyar we're preparing for the Torah of this world. In Ma'acheshvan, we're preparing for the Torah of the next world, which the Torah of the next world is the Torah of the Or HaGonos, the Torah of Mashiach, the Torah of Vayera, the Torah of His Galus. La'asid Lavoi, the Torah will be His Galus. Now it's Toshma, as the Zohar says, as all the Svarim that tell us the difference between the revealed part of Torah and the secret part of Torah, the part of Torah that will be revealed. The Torah of today is Toshma. It's a bechina of Shmia. We don't see it. We hear it. The Torah of La'asad Lava is Tochazi. Zoyar always starts with Tochazi. Come and see. Gemara is Toshma. Zoyar is Tochazi. So the Torah of the future, V'ra'u kol basa yachtav kipi Hashem diba. The Torah of the future will be the bechina of Ayera, the bechina of Re'ia. Avram Avinu is zeichet to that right here. Vayera elav Hashem. Hashem appears to him. Vayera elav Hashem. He's zeichet to revelation. The Hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'el Kechaim Hayoim. Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Artika. But not Yishmael. Yishmael will not be privileged to that. That is only for Klal Yisrael. Ki Bi Yitzchak Yikorei L'Chazorah. Vayera elav. Yishmael did not have all three parts of the bris. According to many Rishonim, Priya was not given to Yishmael. Yishmael didn't have Priya. So if Yishmael didn't have Priya, he didn't have all three parts of the bris milah, like Avraham did. So Yishmael therefore does not deserve to be visited by the three malachim, or at least he doesn't deserve to the revelation of the three malachim. Whether or not Yishmael actually saw these three malachim or not is an interesting question. The Rambam says this was all a Mara Nevuah. Vayisa Eina Vayar Vehine Shloisha Anoshim, a very controversial Rambam, Mara Nevuchim, that this whole thing was only a Mara Nevuah. It never really happened. That's what the Rambam says. The Ramban argues vehemently against the Rambam on this. Question is, did Yishmael see these three malachim? Interesting question. But the message of these three malachim, which was the message of Mila Priya Mitzitza, Krisas Ha'orla, Ve'esruach HaTuma Avir Min Ha'oretz, the revelation of Malchus Beis David, Refuah Shalem, as Begamatria Ruach Melech HaMashiach, true Refuah, which will take place when the revelation of Mashiach comes, so will Refuah come with it. That's only for Avram, that's not for Yishmael. Yishmael, who did not have Priya, certainly is not Zoicha to Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is revealed in Parshas Vayera. Malchus Beis David is revealed here in the story of Sedoim, Hafichas Sedoim. In fact, in this parasha we see all three taking place. Not only the three Malachim coming to Avraham as schar for the three Chalakim of the mitzvah that he performed, but all three are in this parasha in detail. You have in this parasha the destruction of Sedoim and Amoira, Adma, Tzvoim, the bittul of the Ruach HaTuma, the as Ruach HaTuma Avir Min Ha'oretz is in Parashas Vayera. In fact, that's why Hashem appears to Avraham here in the first place, according to many Mefarshim. Vayera, El of Hashem, was to judge the Anshei Sedoim. That's why Rashi says here, Avraham wanted to stand up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, sit, I will stand. Va'ata Simon Levanecho. Why does Rashi talk here about judgment? Who's talking about judgment here? No, we are talking about judgment, because Hashem is coming to judge the world. The world at that time was in a tremendous ace tzara. The world almost deserved another marble. It was only because Hashem swore that he will not bring a marble. He didn't, but he destroyed Sedoim. Hashem never said he won't destroy one part of the world. He won't destroy the entire world. So in this parasha we have the destruction of Sedoim, which is Keneged Mila, Keneged Krisas Ha'orla. In the same story, Malchus Beis David is revealed. As the Gemara tells us, David says, possibly mentioned before, Motsasi David Avdi, B'shemen Kotshi Meshachtiv. So the Gemara asks, in Yivamis, V'heichan Nimtzo, where is David found? Motsasi David, where? In Sedoim, says the Gemara. As the Pasuk says, the Malachim said, come, kaches ishtecha, take your wife, eshtei b'nei secha, and your two daughters, hanim tzo'is, that are found, penti sofe ba'avoyin ha'ir. The Gemara says, what does it mean, hanim tzo'is? Rashi, in fact, says over here, medrash ha'gada yesh, v'zei yishu, there's a lot of medrash on the word hanim tzo'is. What does it mean exactly? Rashi is referring to this Drashas Chazal, that this is where Malchus Beis David is found. Hanim Tzo'is. That's what David is found here, in the midst of the tumma, in the garbage. That's where Malchus Beis David is revealed. Hanim Tzo'is is Begematria Yerushalayim. from the bittul of Sidaim, from the haficha of Sidaim, from the destruction of Sidaim, Malchus Beis David is revealed. And Yerushalayim, we find in this parasha too, Yerushalayim, Makom HaMikdash, are revealed by the Akedah. By the Akedah, Avraham Avinu designates the Makom of Har HaMoriah as the future Makom HaMikdash. Elohim, Yira Vayim, Har Hashem Yeira'eh. Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMakom Hahu Hashem Yireh Asher Ye'omer Hayoim Behar Hashem Yireh. So Parshas Vayera is the parsha in which Avraham receives a refuah shalema. The parsha of refuah. Avraham is zeichet to revelation. In fact, from here on in, it never says Vayera again, as the Arachayim HaKadosh tells us at the beginning of the parsha, because it doesn't have to say it again. Hashem was with Avraham for the rest of his life. There was never any more concealment. It was Vayera forever after this. Afterwards, whatever Hashem has to speak to Avraham is just Vayomer. There's no Vayera again. Because Vayera was straight through after this. After the Bris, Avraham was zeichet to a constant revelation. No more concealment. That's the name of the parasha, Vayera. No more concealment. And there's the revelation of Malchus Beis David, Mokom HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, Hepech, the opposite of what Ma'cheshvan stands for. Ma'cheshvan is Mazel Akrav, as mentioned last week. It's the Mazel of Scorpion, the Scorpion, Akrav. Akrav and Beis HaMikdash L'cha'ayra do not go hand in hand. As the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Lo'hizik nochash ve'akrav b'Yerushalayim. Never did a scorpion ever harm anyone in Yerushalayim. There's no scorpions. Yerushalayim and scorpions don't go together. Scorpion, Akrav, is the hepech of Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. Rabbeinu Bachya tells us that Akrav is Yishmael. Yishmael is the klipa of Akrav. In Medrash it says that Akrav is Yavon. Pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, Nachash Sorav v'Akrav v'tzimoin asher ein moyim. Nachash is Bavel, Sorof is Madai, Akrav, Zu, Yavon. That's what the Medrash tells us. And we know that from all the Malchiyos, Yavon in a way was the worst. Yavon is compared to Choshech, Toihu Vavoyhu, V'Choshech, Alpanei Sahayim, Shechshichu, Einayim, Shel Yisrael. And one of the Gezeiris that the Yavonim decreed against Klal Yisrael was Mila, Chodesh Shabbos, Mila. So we see that Akrav is Keneged Mila, it's the Hepech of Mila, the Hepech of Bris Mila. And Yishmael also, even though one would say, what, Yishmaelim? They circumcise themselves. Look at the tznius of the Yishmaelim, Kalayma. It looks like that they're so modest, the way the women dress. Therefore one might think, Chas V'Shalom, that perhaps Yishmael also deserves Vayera. That's why the pasuk has to tell us Vayera a love Hashem. It's only chitzonius. It's not real. It's not the pnimius. Yishmael did not have a bris. It wasn't really a bris. It was like a surgery. It was an operation. It wasn't a bris. What the Torah calls a true bris, which is mila, priya, mitzitza, all three parts, which as a result of that, a yid is zeichet to become one with Hashem, as we see here, Vayera Elav Hashem, that's only for Klal Yisrael, not Yishmael. Yishmael is not part of that bris. This bris that was given is only to Yitzchak. As Brisi Okim Es Yitzchak tells us the Torah at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. That despite that Yishmael has a bris, one might think that perhaps he's also included, says the Torah, Es Brisi Okim Es Yitzchak. It's only with Yitzchak. Bris Hamila Tehei Mesura Lezaroi Shel Yitzchak, says Rashi here, and that's it, only to them. So, Ma'cheshvan is Mazel Akrav. Mazel Akrav means that in Ma'cheshvan, the Tumah of Akrav exists. In Ma'cheshvan, so what does a Yid have to do? A Yid does not have to be afraid of Akrav. A Yid has to be Mevatel, the Tumah of Akrav. A Jew, especially at the end of time, especially in our time, which is Ikvus of the Mashiach, our time, which is right before Vayera. We are now holding like in between Lech Lecha and Vayera. right before the Hisgalus, right before the revelation of Malchus Beis David, right before Ves Ruach HaTuma A'avir Min Ha'oretz, we're living in a generation in many ways so similar to the Dor HaMabel, to the Dor of Sidoim, as the Rishon Rav Nachman Breslov, all the Tzaddikim said many years ago, that right before Mashiach comes, it's going to be Dor HaMabel, Dor HaFloga, Sidoim, all over again. Kipshutoi Mamash, like we see today, Ve'enei Basa, we see it clearly, that we're being revisited by all the doiris of the past. They all came back. And it was in Sidoim that Malchus Beis David was revealed. That's where it happened. It happened in Sidoim. That's why Lloyd is being saved, if for no other reason. Lloyd is only being saved. And the only reason that we're saving Lloyd, Malach Michael, the one who says, Ayeh Sarah Ishtech V'yomer Hinei Ba'oil, that tells us that Snias is going to play a very important role in the revelation of Mashiach. Just like over there, in the time of Parshas Vayera, it was the Snias of Sarah, that as a result, Michael was able to go and save Lloyd so that Malchus Beis David can be revealed, so too in our time. We say, Malchus Beis David Mashiachecha, Malchus Beis David Mashiachecha is begematria kol kavuda basmelech penima. Also in the schus of tznius, in the schus of modesty, tznius amiti, real tznius, in the schus of bris mila, real bris mila, in the schus of mesiras nefesh, the akeda, we find by the akeda tremendous, the highest level of mesiras nefesh possible. We're in Parshas Vayera, and the Torah itself teaches us and tells us how we can experience Vayera, how we will be zeichet to revelation. All that we read in Parshas Vayera is what brings the revelation, and it starts with chasadim, it starts with chesed, it starts with hachnosas orchim. Avraham Avinu at the time of this great revelation is looking to bring passerbyers into his house. And who were these passerbyers that he thought? Those who bow down to the avaksh, to the dust of their feet, the Arvim who are mishtachavim la'avak ragleihem. And here Rashi tells us, what was he doing? Pesach ha'oyeh lirois im yesh oiver v'shov v'yachnisayim bebeisay. This Sifrei Chassidus say it means he was looking to see if there's someone who's oiver, someone who was oiver avera v'shov, and he went to be machzer him to tshuva and bring him into his house. Avraham Avinu was Isaac and Hachnasas Orchim, which is Kiruv Rechaikim, which is bringing back Klal Yisrael Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, which is the Avoida of Mashiach, which Avraham Avinu here in Parshas Vayera, Avraham Avinu is Zoichet to Vayera, and when Hashem is revealing himself to him, he is bringing, or at least he's trying to bring, the Ivrim Vishovim back Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. The Torah is hinting to us over here that this is the Avodah as we enter the time period of Vayera, as we start, as the Yemais HaMashiach are upon us. The Torah is telling us here in Parshas Vayera what the Avodah has to be. This is the Avodah of Hachnosas Orchim, which is greater than Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. G'doyla Hachnosas Orchim Yoysim Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, which means the Avodah of Mar Cheshvan is higher than the Avodah of Tishrei. Tishrei is Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Mar Cheshvan is the avoid of Achnasas Orchim. Mar Cheshvan is the avoid of going out into the world, dealing with the world, elevating the mundane, elevating the physical world. And through that, we're Mevatel, the Klipa of Akrav. Yerach Bul. Mar Cheshvan is called in Melachim Yerach Bul. Sora says here, Acharei Beloisi Hoysali Edna. Sora laughs and says, "Vatitzchak Sora b'kibur," and she says, "Can it be after Beloisi, after my body has aged, withered? Beloisi from the word bull, Yerach bull, Hoysali Edna." The Torah is hinting to us that yes, when a yid is Isaac, when a yid elevates the gashmius of this world, which is referred to as Beis Vav Lamed, which is referred to as that which rots, that which decomposes. A yid is zeichet to nitzchias. A yid is, he elevates the gashmias, and the gashmias becomes ruchnias. The gashmias becomes nitzchias. And the name of the parasha is Vayera. And all this brings to the revelation of Hashem in this world. The geula, Mashiach, Beis Hamikdash, is going to take place in this world. Not in the Olam HaRuchni. In the Olam HaZeh HaGashmi. In this lowly planet Earth, on this planet, in this physical world, the entire world will recognize that everything is really a lakus. Everything is everything in this world only exists because of the Dvar Hashem that's Mechaya and Mehavet. Everything exists only because of the sparks of godliness that keep it in that make it exist. Otherwise, everything will go back to absolute zero. That's what will be revealed. That we learn about it now, but then we'll see it. As we say, that the pasuk we quoted before, "V'ra'u kol basar yachdav." Every flesh, every person, every animal, every goy will see ki pi Hashem diber, that it's only because pi Hashem diber that the world exists. Then there will be a vayera in this world, and this we read dafke in Chodesh Ma'achesh from Mazel Akrav Yerach Bul. Because the whole purpose of Malchus Beis David, the whole purpose of the revelation is that dafke in Olam Hazeh HaGashmi and Olam Hazeh HaTachtoin, Elokus, godliness is revealed. Vayera Elav Hashem, where the Eloine Mamre is Begamatria Akrav. Mamre is from Lashon Mamrim Hayisemim Hashem. Mamrim, in a world of Merida, in a world of rebellion, in a world of atheists, in a world of communists, in a world of liberals, Vayera Elav Hashem, the Eloine Mamre. That's where the revelation will take place. When we see things getting so bad that everything, the whole world, everyone is rebelling. It's Eloine Mamre. Vayera Elav Hashem. That's when Hashem is going to reveal himself. And V'chol Ha'elilim Korois Yikoreisun V'ha'avir Gilulim Min Ha'oretz. L'ha'avir Gilulim Min Ha'oretz is B'gematria Yerach Ma'acheshvan. Chodesh Ma'acheshvan, as we mentioned already, is B'gematria Malchus Beis David. This is the Chodesh that we have to be Mesakein, the Merida that took place against Malchus Beis David in Chodesh Ma'acheshvan, as the B'nai Yisoscha's Mayruch in the Nyonei Ma'acheshvan. What's interesting is that this Merida, according to the Pesukim and Parshas in Sefer Melachim, took place on the 15th of Ma'acheshvan, which is this Shabbos. That's when Yeravim ben Nevat pushed off Sukkos. The Pesuk says he proclaimed Chag HaSukkos in Ma'acheshvan. He thought just like you could have a leap year, you could push off Pesach 1 month, you have an Adar Sheni and you make Pesach the next month, you could do the same thing to Sukkos. And he definitely had a cheshbon. Yeravim ben Nevat was no fool. Yeravim ben Nevat was a Talmud Chacham Muflig that Hashem himself tells him that if you do tshuva, I will walk together with you and David in Gan Eden. So he had a cheshbon. It's a whole other discussion what he really meant with this, that Sukkos should be in my cheshbon. That the basically he wanted to bring the Giloy of Tishrei into my cheshbon. That on the 15th of Ma'acheshvan, it should be the same like the 15th of Tishrei. But that's when he rebelled against Malchus Beis David. HaChodesh HaShabbat HaMiliboy, those are the Pesukim that talk about where those who joined them said, Re'ei Beis HaDavid, we don't need Beis HaMikdash, we don't need Yerushalayim, we have Yeravam, we have a new city, we have a new Malchus. So the Avodah of Ma'acheshvan is to rectify the Pegam, the rebellion against Malchus Beis David, which took place in Chodesh Ma'acheshvan, B'gematria Malchus Beis David, and Dafka on this date, Tesvav Cheshvan, this year, we read Vayera. We read Pashas Vayera, which is the Pasha in which Malchus Beis David is revealed here in Sedoim. So everything necessary to bring this into fruition, to make this happen, is all in Parshas Vayera. The Torah tells us what to do. The Torah tells us, as the Gemara says, what should a person do and be nitzel mechevle shel Mashiach, yasek b'toiru v'gemilas chasodim? Or what should a person do to be nitzel from goig u'magoig, sholesh se'udais? What the Gemara talks about, different sechusim, different mitzvahs that one has to be isek, and when we are in this time period, which clearly we're getting very, very close, if not already in this time period now. Here the Torah tells us, Chesed, Gemilus Chasodim, Hachnasas Orchim, Kiriv Rechaikim, what Avram Avinu is involved in here, Mesiris Nefesh, the Akedah, Emuna, Pshuta, like Avram has by the Akedah, where it makes absolutely no sense, and he does it anyway. The epitome of Nisyonis is in this Pasha, Pasha's Vayera Dafka. In the Pasha called Vayera, we read about the greatest Nisyon, the greatest concealment that Avraham Avinu had to deal with, which is at the end of the Pasha, The Akeda is in Parshas Vayera Davka, in a Parsha called Vayera, which means revelation. By passing all the Nisyonos, Marcheshvan is the month of Nisyonos, where we don't have Yom Tovim, that brings us to Vayera, that brings us to revelation. Every month, as we know, and this will end, every month we know is connected to another Sheva. Sheva, according to the Arizal, it's Menashe. Menashe is Marcheshvan. Menashe means to forget. Kinashani Elikim is Kol Amoli, Yez Kol Beis Avi. The Yetzirah tries to get us to forget in Marcheshvan all the Biluyim, all the revelations of Tishrei, all the great moments that we had in Tishrei, all the resolutions that we made. We forget in Marcheshvan. And that's hinted in the Avtoira here. The Avtoira in Parshas Vayera is Ve'isha achas min Hashem b'nei Anavim so'aka el Elisha. And she says, Avdecha ishi meis v'ata yodata ki avdecha ha'yorei es Hashem v'hanoyshe bo lo kachas es shnei gilodei oi avodim. Literally it means, one of the women, wives of the Nevi'im, cries out to Elisha, that her, she says, you know my husband has died, and you know that he was a God-fearing Jew, and the creditor has come to take my two children as slaves. Balatanya, in the Maimorim HaKtzorim, he translates this pasuk, the Isha Achas min Hashem b'nei Anavim is the Neshama. The Neshama is the Isha Achas, cries out El Elisha to Hashem, Elisha Shinayin to Hashem, Vayosha Hashem. That Avdecha Ishi Meis, I don't feel anymore that the Yira and the Ahava that we felt in Chodesh Tishrei, we don't feel anymore now. The Hanoisha Bo, the Noisha, the creditor, he says, that's the Yetzer Hara, and he brings the Pasuk by Menashe, Ki Nashani Elokim is Kol Amoligay, is Kol Beis Ovi. Marcheshvan is Keneged Menashe. In Marcheshvan we forget, we tend to forget the Yetzer Hara, that's Akrav. Akrav is the, cools us off, we tend to forget all the Kedusha and all the great Madregas that we were on in Tishrei. A Yid cannot forget. The whole Avodah of Marcheshvan is to extend the Tishrei into Marcheshvan and all the Madregas that we had in Tishrei. We shouldn't lose Chas V'Shal. We should extend them and continue them in this Chodesh and prepare for the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah, which Chanukah is a Me'ein of the Giloy of La'osid Lavoi, as the B'nai Yisrael quotes from the Rekeach. It's the Yom Tov of the revelation of the Or HaGonos. It's the Vayera of the Or HaGonos. In Marcheshvan, we prepare for that. Marcheshvan, Mazel Akrav, we prepare for the Ikor Bayis, as the B'nai Yisrael says, Akrav is Ikor Bayis, the main house, the Bayis HaShlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash, which is going to be built when Yishmael falls, as the Baal HaTurim tells us at the end of Parshas Chayesar, Kesheyipol Yishmael Be'acharis Hayomim Oz Yitzmach Ben David. That's why they're trying to prevent, that's why they are located on the Makom HaMikdash, that's why they're trying to prevent it from happening. It's all coming to a head now. But in Vayera, he's not mentioned. Vayera is the Nechama. In Vayera, we see that Yishmael is not mentioned by name at all. He's not here. When it comes to Vayera, Yishmael is out of the picture totally. May we be zeichetak that everything that we see happening now and everything that we hear shouldn't scare us, shouldn't frighten us. This was all already prophesied. This was all foretold to us by all the Nevi'im, by all the Nevuos and the Gemaras and the Midrashim that tell us exactly in full detail what's going to take place as we enter the period of Vayera. We should all be zeichetak to Vayera, El of Hashem, a love to us. Not Yishmael, ki bi Yitzchak yikarei l'chazara. We should all be zeichet to the revelation of Malchus Beis David immediately.